Well, as we come this evening to worship, there's something I want to read to you, which will explain something this evening. I've got a notice, a downloaded notice here from the New South Wales government, COVID-19 safety plan, places of worship and religious gatherings, effective from the 3rd of January 2021. And it reads as follows. I'm just quoting what is on the government website dealing with the COVID safety plan, places of worship. No more than 5 performers should sing indoors. There is no recommended cap on performers singing outdoors. All performing singers should face forwards and not towards each other. Have physical distance of 1.5 meters between each other and any other performers, and be 5 meters from all other people, including the audience and conductor where practical. In indoor areas, congregants should not participate in singing or chanting. In outdoor areas, congregants 12 years old and older should wear masks if singing or chanting. Well, we're not performers. This pertains to places of worship and religious gatherings. Some such gatherings have performers. We're not performers. But we are congregants. In indoor areas, congregants, that's us, should not participate in singing or chanting. In outdoor areas, congregants 12 years old and older should wear masks if singing or chanting. My understanding of that is that we are not to be singing. We still have a presenter. There's not an absolute ban on singing. We have a presenter, and my purpose is that we will announce the psalm. Donald will sing the psalm. There's a distance. But congregants should not participate in singing or chanting. I don't like this any more than you do. This is the first meeting of a new year. But there's a health issue which is the concern of everybody. And part of our duty is we should not only kill, as we know, thou shalt not kill, but we know from our confession and catechisms that we should do everything to preserve our own and our neighbor's life. And if this is a public health matter, as it seemingly is, we are obligated to our neighbor to conform. There are varieties of opinions on these things. I know what these opinions are. I've looked at some of them. I've heard some various opinions, and I'm sure we all have our ideas. But I propose during this emergency to conduct the meetings according to the directives of the government COVID safety plan for places of worship. So I would ask you, please, not to sing for the sake of everybody. Donald will sing, and we can perhaps sing along with him in our hearts or in our masks. But these are the issues facing us, sadly. So with that caveat in place, let us now worship God. And we're going to open with Psalm 49. This is our psalm for this evening. And our presenter shall present it to us, verses 1 to 9.
Bye.
Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in Christ Jesus that we have the scriptures to read, the psalms to sing, the fellowship of the saints to strengthen us and we to strengthen them. We rejoice that the gospel is a message of God's overwhelming grace, mercy, and peace, and that it is offered to us freely through the great cost and the suffering and the ultimate glory and the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We acknowledge, Heavenly Father, that there are things in life that demand of us that we deny ourselves in so many different ways. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would listen to the scriptures. And we pray that we, as we come again this evening to read and meditate together, that we would be in the Spirit on this first gathering of this Wednesday evenings of this new year, and that we would be conscious that these are opportunities, not rights, but gifts freely given. And so we give thanks that Jesus Christ has achieved for us a great victory, that he is offered to us in the gospel, and that believing in Jesus Christ, we receive him and all his benefits. And may we then, Heavenly Father, comply with all that he requires of us in believing and obeying, in caring one for the other in so many different ways. By this, the world will know, he tells us, that you are my disciples when you have love one for the other. And so we acknowledge, our gracious Father, the need of constant pressure of the Holy Spirit upon our souls, our consciences, and always our minds, illuminated and enlarged by the teaching of the Holy Word. We remember those who are not able to gather with us this evening once again. We remember those who are not willing to gather with us. We remember all those churches throughout the world, O God, when these COVID closures are working havoc in the gospel ministry. We know of some churches, O Lord, where possibly they will never open again. And so we pray in these days when there seems to be this concerted pressure upon the church, that we would know what the right thing to do is, and that like the men of Issachar of old, we would recognize the signs of the times and recognize what Israel must do. So we ask now your blessing. We do not deserve anything. We do not plead anything of our own merit. We look unto Jesus Christ. We listen to his voice, and we pray that he would be our whole hope and our trust, our Lord, our only Lord, our Savior, our present Lord, our present Savior, our eternal Lord and Savior. This we pray, O God, for God's glory we pray, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to read now in the Gospel according to Matthew, in chapter 14, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. And let us read from the beginning in Matthew chapter 14. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servants, "This is John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John the Baptist's head on a charger." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. And straightway Jesus commanded, or constrained, compelled, his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain to apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. And so on. Amen. Well, Psalm number 49 is our next consideration, verses 10 to 15.